All right, thank you for that, T-Pain and Milli Vanilli. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, 1-800-878-PLAY to get in. Very happy, as I mentioned, in studio today. Aries Spears, stand-up comedian. He will be at Cobb's all through the weekend. So you want to get down there, the best club in town on Columbus Street. And Aries, you know, we'll get into your movies and your TV, but I was surprised to see that you got your start at 14, and it made me think of Eddie Murphy, who was on SNL like at 18.
19, yeah. And he started stand-up when he was 14. And we're both born April 3rd.
Wow.
Both astrological sign Aries. So there's some similarities there, man.
New Yorkers,
yeah.
How do you get your start at 14?
My mother would escort me to a lot of the comedy clubs in the New York and New Jersey area. And by the time I was 16, I made my HBO debut on Def Comedy Jam and then did Showtime at the Apollo on NBC the next year. And the rest is somewhat history, I guess.
You know what I love about the Apollo is that people won't laugh. They have to run down the aisle.
Yeah, black folks were very animated. When we love you, we love you. But if we hate you, get out of town.
Well, the Sandman comes out and hooks you off.
Yeah.
Luckily, that didn't happen to you.
Well, actually, that's for amateur night.
Okay.
I didn't even do amateur night.
Right.
I came straight out as hey, special guest comic.
That's cool.
And it was great, man.
All right. I just want to pick your brain here. Obviously, Mad TV over the years and as a huge fan of Saturday Night Live, like sketch comedy, getting to play not just one but several different characters a night, that just had to be mouthwatering every week.
I loved it, man, which is why it's hard for me to think about ever doing a sitcom, because sitcoms to me are so formulaic, and it's almost so predictable, the jokes. You see them coming. They're a bunch of ba-dum-boom jokes, set up punchline, which is any stand-up set up punchline, but it's not like the late 70s and the early 80s when you had shows like All in the Family, The Jeffersons, shows that pushed the envelope, might not have always been politically correct at the time, but isn't that more fun? Isn't it more fun to hear George Jefferson say, "You honky"?
That's what I grew up with, yeah.
You know, my dad, some of the greatest joy I ever had was watching my dad laugh at All in the Family. You know, he loved the racist. Mm-hmm. He loved Archie Bunker. And there was some truth in it. Sitcoms today, all these shows, How I Met Your Mother, Big Bang Theory, I don't get it. I don't get what I'm not laughing at.
I remember time I heard a sitcom writer say that in a sitcom, no one can leave a room without making a joke or a zinger. You can't just have someone exit the stage.
Right.
So that's how it always goes. You got to say something on the way out, which is how life usually doesn't work.
Right. And I mean, but even if we're going to play make-believe and make it up, be funny. You know what I mean? And that's why I love sketch, because sketch allows you to do the kind of humor that can be predictable, but also you can't see it coming. And those are the jokes that I really love. And let me do a not-so-smooth segue into this shameless plug. Mm-hmm. Since we're talking about sketch comedy, if you really want to see some stuff that I've been doing, check out my YouTube channel, Aries Spears 23, and make sure you hit the subscribe button. You can see two of my latest sketches that I put up, which I'm catching a lot of flack for. One in particular called The Mind of a Pedophile, and another one that's a spoof off those DirecTV commercials. It's called DirecTV/Anal Blood. So check those out and start your day off correctly.
Well, you know what? Joan Rivers, who, you know, God rest her soul, she just passed away. I remember seeing that movie with her a couple years ago that followed her around. And she was making fun, I think, of somebody who was mentally retarded, and someone in the crowd had a go at her. And she said, nothing is off limits in comedy. Nothing.
Nothing is off limits, but timing is everything. You know,
reading the room. Maybe?
Yeah. I mean, you can't make a 9/11 joke the day after 9/11.
Right. How long did we wait till we started doing Lincoln jokes? Maybe World War One. Maybe
that was probably a different era. Probably the next day. At least the blacks couldn't make jokes.
No.
But yeah, man, I think George Carlin said it best. Anything can be made funny. He said, you know, he was given an example one time and he mentioned rape, and someone went, how do you make rape funny? And he goes, picture Donald Duck raping Porky Pig. You know what I mean? So that's the genius, is finding the funny in anything.
Rick Tittle with Aries Spears. I want to get into a couple of things that I've heard you mention on stage. I think it's pretty funny. You say that black Africans, they like white people, but they don't really like African-Americans.
No.
Why?
You know,
do
I
they
don't
think they're superior or something?
I just think they look down upon us in some ways. And in some ways, we look down upon them. It's like, you know, they may give us crap for not being true blacks, but we give them crap for being too black.
What is I like your the African impression that you do.
Yeah, my best friend's from Sierra Leone.
Okay.
So I grew up around his parents, which were, you know, very African.
Yes.
You know, and they just, you know, it just had a funny way about them. You know, Ishmael, you got to be careful about the people here, because the black people they don't do things the way we do things at home. You got to be on your studies. You got to educate yourself about them. You know, he was like, and every time he talked to me, I don't know what Africans, they have this thing where their eyes bulge, and it's just, they look like they're either in pain or very frightened. You know, can you give me the time? You go to give me the time. Like, dude, I'm hitting them with the three.